You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish people's territory, here on UBC, British UBC campus in Victoria, Vancouver. Oh, God.
In Vancouver, BC.
This is Fresh Slice, and don't know what we're doing, apparently. What did we just listen to, Christine?
That was Porridge Radio. I played them a few weeks ago, but really completely looked over like this latest album called Rice, Pasta, and Other Fillers, and it's fantastic. It's so good. They're from Brighton, UK, but up and coming. And they're playing a show with the Courtneys, so you know they keep good company.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I feel like the Courtneys are guaranteed to have some pretty good openers.
Oh, yeah. I have the choicest of choice tunes to play today. It's a bit odd. Yesterday, campus was like a mess of inebriated 19-year-olds. Like, I was giving a presentation in my class at like 4:50. I could hear the pulse.
Yeah, it's always kind of hectic here last day of classes. I luckily did not have to hang out anywhere around center campus or even actually really walk through it because I had to move out of my studio and I got a ride home. So I did not have to associate at all.
That's great.
It seems like pretty miserable because it was like rainy and kind of like sad and terrible outside.
I don't know if when you were here, but like at like 5, it was kind of sunny.
Oh, so. That's good, I guess. Yeah.
It's odd, but it was really fun to see everybody's last day of class outfits, their party.
Yeah, it's that weird like mesh of like, I don't know.
I've been thinking about this look my whole week. Yeah, it's good. Gotta love the young people. So I think we'll play next a song by the band Birthday Bitch, who are having their tape release tonight at the Red Gate, with Maneater and Jerk Jails. And I'm going to play the song Teeth. This is off of their maybe debut EP 26.
Name on the page.
is Fresh Slice. That was the band Gold Medal with the song Last Thing. And they're out of New York. I love that song. They're putting out an EP really, really soon. I've been listening to that song on repeat all week. And before that, we played Birthday Bitch with the song Teeth. But next, we're going to play Sneaks, my favorite. This is Hair Slick Back by off of their latest, It's a Myth.
All right. You just heard Reptalians with this song, Olive Boy. They're out of Portland. And yeah, their album just came out at the end of March.
I wonder if their band name is a reference to like the reptile people theory.
But it's like spelt weird.
Oh.
With like an A.
Reptilian. Yeah, not reptilian. Okay.
Like reptilian. Like, I guess like reptilian, but like with alien in it. So maybe it is like really. I don't know. I haven't dug into the reptilian conspiracy theory very much.
Don't. Like, don't. It's a vortex.
I can kind of get into it. Like, They Live is like a very good movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that was their song, Olive Boy. And next, we're going to play a White Poppy song off of that they just released, this like long, long track, but it's really two tracks. And we're going to play the first one. It's called Runaway.
Thank you.
The Reel to Reel Film Festival for Youth runs from April 2nd to the 8th and features films from around the world for kids and the young at heart, with fun activities for the whole family. The festival closes Saturday, April 8th with the West Coast premiere of the wonderful French film Louise by the Shore. Jean-Francois Lahouanie's inspired hand-drawn animations that capture a beach town's pastel hues and moody blues. Check out r2rfestival.org to get more information about the showtimes at Van City and Roundhouse Theater, workshops, an interactive panel, a showcase of films made by youth, and Sunday Fun Day.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
You heard the White Poppy song, Runaway, Part 1. And next, what are we going to play?
We're going to play some Gal Grayson because, really sadly, he's moving away. So on April 14th, there's a show at Redgate Review Stage on Granville Island with Milk, Rooms, and John's.
Rooms.
So
Gal Grayson, a Vancouver institution.
Yeah.
Sayonara.
Gone. Goodbye.
Bye. We'll miss you, but we have your music.
Anyways, here's the song Witness off of his most recent album, The Hard Part Begins.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Olga by The Oz. Crazy good local band that doesn't play anymore. So
yeah, but it's a great album.
So good. I found out that, like, whatever, this, all of the titles of the tracks are names. Not only are they the names of the people that the songs are about, but those are, like, actually their names.
That's, like, yeah, I feel like I would never have the audacity to do something like that, because what if those people hear your...
Oh, I think they would.
Like, listen to it.
And then, yeah. I guess it's, like,
they all,
like,
seem, like, kind of, like, sweet songs, though, so maybe it's, like...
of them throw shade. And before that, you heard Prime Mover by Peace, off of their latest Magic Cities, which is wonderful. So next, I think I'm going to play this. I have known this girl has, like, played. I'm from a small town called Redmond, Washington, where there's, like, a community center. It's called the Redmond Firehouse Teen Center. And, like, kind of big bands have played there out of the suburbs of Seattle, like Modest Mouse and, like, Nice Bear and stuff. This woman has always had this, like, really delicate and beautiful high voice and has made music since she was, like, 16. So it's cool to see her continue to do stuff. The song I'm gonna play is called Red Rose, and it's off of her latest EP, Being Here's Hard, and her name is Whitney Ballin.
Just a little, knowing that you're gone. And I can't say I haven't lied a little, knowing that it'd be long till I see you again. I cried just a little. Thank you.
slides and boxes. Music absorbed till it seeped from my skin. Can't stand to hear it.
A little taste of the next track off of the Big Smoke Spring Sampler 2017.
But yeah, what you just heard was the Sightlines song.
The Idea of North.
The Idea of North. And yeah, the sampler is kind of cool. It's Big Smoke released this spring sampler about a month ago, and all of the proceeds go to, it's got a bunch of like local bands, cool songs on it, and the proceeds go to Inlands Refugee Society of BC. Aww. So yeah, worth checking out.
Yeah, some faves. Ora Kogan's on there, Daniel Terrence Robertson, Nothingness.
Yeah,
cool,
might be worth your pennies.
Next, well, before that, you heard again, I did play the Whitney Ballon song Red Rose that came out today. And next, I think we're going to play a song by Be Afraid, the local band, because they're playing a show at What's a Hot Dog. It's a CITR show on Tuesday.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Get a hot dog.
Get
listen to some bands. What could be better?
Nothing you could say that I hadn't heard before.
It was Be Afraid. Local band off of their latest Never Do Anything that came out in November.
We were just talking about how they do not shy away from like some mad guitar solos, yeah. Which is great.
Gnar might one too.
I think up next, me and Christine are in.
We've synced up
music wise and decided, since we've both been on some real like Bjork benders lately, we're going to play a song off of her newest or most recent album, Volnicura.
Yeah. Yeah. She she's still doing stuff with that. Like she put out a music video for Knock It very recently.
Yeah.
So still relevant. Okay. Yeah, this is Stone Milker.
Close our hold us, man. that position in a phase. Find our mutual coordinates.
The 2017 Asian Canadian and Asian Migration Studies Dialogue Symposium will be held at UBC. It is on April 8th from 11 to 5 in the AMS Nest Performance Theater. This public event culminates a year of organizing monthly dialogues on sexual violence as it impacts Asian Canadian communities. For more information, visit acamdialogues.arts.ubc.ca.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
That's it. That's all the fresh slice you get today.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. Want our hours up?
Oh, you're itching for more, but...
next week, we're going to be featuring an interview that will be... conducting with an organizer from Girls Rock Camp and talking about their fundraiser that's going to be at the Western Front on the 17th. So we're really excited. I love Girls Rock Camp, and you'll hear why next week.
That's like very much what we're about. Girls rocking in Vancouver.
Yeah. Empowered youngsters. Yeah. But next up on CITR 101.9 FM, on Radio Zero is not happening today because we have a live broadcast from the Music and Writing Interdisciplinary Performance of Creative Writing. So it's a bunch of creative writing students at UBC's BD Biodiversity Museum. Very interesting combination. And they'll be performing their pieces.
Just like honestly a very cool spot to be like performing your like written stuff. It's like so cool in there.
Under a skeleton.
Under the whale.
Under the whale. Lots of cliches to be
I think sung about. Yeah. So I think last up on the show, we're gonna play a song by Bog Myrtle that I've been jamming out to a lot lately. The song is called I Long for the Ocean.
Yeah. See you next week. We love you and thank you for listening.
Bye.
I long for the ocean. Take two. One, two, one, two, three, four.